USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine's demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiance, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is set to visit Del Rio, Texas, as thousands of illegal immigrants gather under a bridge in the area as they wait to get processed by the United States. Texas AG Ken Paxton explains what's causing this illegal immigrant surge.
There is a reason that the Haitians are here. He invited them by giving them that special protection, and that message got sent through their community, and that's why you saw so many show up so quickly.
Haitians, making up a majority of the illegal immigrants, camped under the bridge in Del Rio. Facing a looming government shutdown, House Democrats have scheduled votes this week to increase the size of the debt ceiling and continue funding the government. But they also plan to move forward with a bill that would codify Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion, into federal law. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer saying that we must ensure that women and health care providers are protected. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Democratic senator may be saying not so fast when it comes to a $3.5 trillion spending bill.
Senator Joe Manchin has reportedly suggested holding off on pushing a Democratic $3.5 trillion spending package. Axios reporting that the West Virginia Democrat has suggested waiting until 2022 to continue discussions on the package full of Democratic legislative priorities. That bill will get a vote in the House later this week. Congressman Kevin Brady says that the tax hikes in that package would be devastating to American families. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that it would also slow a recovering economy.
And most Americans think this country is on the wrong track and this is going to make it worse. It will kill American jobs, drive prices up even higher on families, and I think hook a whole new generation of the poor onto government dependency. First, this is an economic surrender to China, Russia, and Europe that will drive American jobs overseas and could kill up to 3 million American jobs over time. It is devastating tax hikes on Main Street small businesses, just as they're trying to come out of the COVID.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tax the rich seems to just be a slogan for some. Aurora James, who designed Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's slogan-wielding red carpet gown, is reportedly herself a tax deadbeat. James with unpaid taxes in multiple states. New York saying James owes them over $15,000 for taking taxes out of employees' checks, but not sending it to the state.